anyway, this is John. John's going to come and share God's word with us a little bit later on. So not everybody will know John. So John, would you like to just say a little bit about who you are and what you do and why do you do it?
Sure. My name's Jonathan Brain. I've known Roger for a good few years now, probably 10 years, something like this. Coming on here for maybe 12, 15 years. Work as an evangelist in Wiltshire. Evangelist is someone who has to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ, has to talk about heaven, about hell, about Christmas, about Easter, just can't stop talking about these things, has to share this message in all manner of different ways, tries to be, aims to be, hopes to be, feels called to be, all things to all people. Certain people I find more difficult to get on with than others. Roger isn't that person. I just doing that at that moment. But I make it my attempt, it's my goal, not a hard thing, it's something I really want to do, just to share this bit of news. A lot of other things in life distract me. Lots of other things that kind of capture my attention for a minute or two, or a little bit longer than that. But even those things, I try and kind of wrestle away from or use those things to get the message out in one way or another. I'm married to Heather for 21 years. Slightly hesitation, I think 21 years and a bit. That's probably about right. And it's been blissful. And we've got two children, 21 years. I'm just trying to work out how old Millie is at the moment. She's coming up to 21. She's going to be 21 in May, next May. It's our daughter, Millie. We've been married since 25th of March, 19.
I don't know if I can notes on that one.
Could that be right? Something like that. Yeah, 19 or 91. We've got our son, Millie, 21. And she's Christian. She loves the Lord Jesus Christ. She's at uni doing law in Cardiff. Really miss her. I find it really difficult to let go. But she trusts the Lord. She took a friend along to an outreach meeting this last Friday, and for the first time he went, "Why, you know, maybe there's something in it." There certainly is. And so pray for a lad called Dan, someone who shares a house with about 50 others in Cardiff. And our son Isaac, he's coming up to 19 in February, mid-February. 13th. Yeah, it's quite mid. He said that for your prayers for him, he loves the Lord, and he's exactly me, so there's a lot of need for prayer, at that age. And he's longing for a Christian girlfriend. But it's tough to wait. It's hard to wait. It's hard to wait for the right one. So pray for him. Pray for him. And if you want to see a picture of him and you think you're the girl for him, let me know and I'll check it all out, see whether this is suitable. So, you know, it's hard to be a dad. My wife Heather has been in some periods of illness. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your practical support and your prayers over many years. And she's doing pretty good at the moment, so praise the Lord. Cool.
Okay, that's great. Well, that's the first three or four questions that I was going to ask. I know you're based in Wiltshire.
Yep.
Wiltshire kind of doesn't include Morocco.
It doesn't.
You've just been to Morocco. Why was that? What did you do? And how did it go?
Well, interestingly, seeing you said Morocco begins with a letter M, and that reminds me of Martin, and I've been praying for many years for someone to work in the south, in Wiltshire, at the promised land. My nephew Martin, long story short, is exploring whether actually he's meant to be working in some sort of evangelistic role in the south, in Salisbury area. So pray for Martin. And, you know, it's a real step of faith, going from a decent job where there's some money to, you know, taking a step of faith with one little daughter and one that's not yet born into the world, probably just about Christmas Day, probably going to be born. So it's a real step of faith for him. Begins with M. Morocco, yes, which is in inverse W for Wiltshire. Another connection there.
Yes, stretching it.
Stretching it a bit. we were exploring what we're meant to be doing with our time. And you know, you diverse at different times to do different things. The main aim is the gospel. Just can't get away from it. Never want to get away from it. If you hear of me talking in another way, give me a good slapping, give me a good kicking, because that's what I'm here for. It's my job. It's what I've been called to do. 16th of January 1995, when God said, this is what you're going to do. That was my kind of conversion, my calling moment. And we were kind of looking around the world. We've been to a couple of different places to support missionaries, because I only speak Wiltshire and a little bit of Dorset. So I thought, where can we go? Morocco. We speak Arabic and French. Great. Okay, don't speak any of that. So, but there are some folk who work as missionaries there, and you can't work as a missionary there, because it's a Muslim country, and they're not too fanatical about Christians being a Christian. So they've gone in as kind of humanitarian workers, doing a lot of great stuff, and having to be very subtle. And we thought they're probably out on a limb. Sometimes you can feel out on a limb, sometimes I can feel out on a limb, a bit lonely in order to it. Wow, we met some guys and girls out there, you're thinking, wow, they're brave. They're really brave. And there are places infinitely more difficult than Morocco. Lovely place in some ways, although I came back with the most horrendous bug ever. Thanks, Morocco. But we were interviewed by the secret police, not too secret. And what are you doing here, etc. So pray for us as we went to see if we could be like a shoulder for some secret Christians to cry on, someone to lean on a little bit, kind of independent. And this is a possibility there, just a few trips a year to different places to say, how's it going? So they can burst into tears and say, oh, it's a nightmare, or it's going all right, or what do you reckon about this? So that's what we did.
Great, that's good. More from John a little bit later. Thank you, John, for that.